You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and KVCRnews.org. This is Howie McBibb with Expressions of Art. There are many ways in which stories are brought to life. One of the most popular, animation, is a medium that takes still images and manipulates them so that they appear to be in motion. Tony Papa of the Empire Network here at KVCR is a post-production coordinator who helps move the whole process along.
What you'll start with is basically a concept. What is the character doing? What is the setting? Is there movement? If the movement, you know, is there a lot of movement? You start to talk about emotions and concepts and feelings. And then it's really Eric's job to kind of translate, filter all that conversation and get it down.
The Eric that he's talking about is Eric Peck, an animator on the team who is responsible for conjuring up some of these images.
When I receive the assignment, I ask a lot of questions so I can be as specific as possible to what the desired image will be. And then I start with tons of sketches that will go fit along that theme. Once I have the main theme and I've done a bit of research, I have a sketch that I like. Then I continue to add more and more detail to that sketch and go from there.
Once Eric has completed this initial creative step, it becomes a matter of getting some feedback.
I'll take that back to the client and see, which one do you like? Do you like this one or this one or this one? Sometimes they won't like any, and it's back to the drawing board, or I show them some of my sketches that I didn't initially like, but they might like. Once I get some feedback based on that, then I'll, you know, continue with the one that they did like, and I'll build that one up into a couple alternates as well, just to see where we're going from there. And I'll take those back to the client. And once the client says, no, that one, let's go with that one for sure, I'll take that one back. And it's this back and forth of trying to figure out exactly what we both see as working the best for getting the ideas across and communicating well.
After both parties are satisfied, Eric may add the finishing touches to the animation.
So once we have that final choice, we want to make sure it's production ready. So we spice it up with maybe some effects, extra painting, some motion, and make sure it's as perfect as possible. Maybe some music, and from there, I can add all that together and present that to the client for final review. Client says okay, and we ship it. It's that project's complete. Move on to the next one.
And although animation can sometimes be straightforward, there are also plenty of opportunities for Eric to unleash his creativity.
I really enjoy the Day of the Dead project because, you know, at the time I'd been working on these real rigid, you know, graphic design, right angles and, you know, square movements and stuff like that, and it was kind of grating on me. But when I got the assignment for the Day of the Dead project, I was just, you know, just make something beautiful. And I was like, oh, I can do that.
Tony is often impressed with Eric's ability to bring to life these stories that they all want to tell.
There's a memorial video that he did where we had a conversation, and I said, here's the emotions and the feelings I think of when I think of Memorial Day. And then we did a couple Google searches, and he took those, and he put together a series of three of them that moves really nicely.
As far as Eric's concerned, he's just happy to have been able to turn a childhood hobby into a career.
I enjoy drawing all day, that I get to actually use my skill set to communicate ideas. I feel accomplished, and I just try to top my accomplishment each time.
To learn more about arts in the Inland Empire, visit kvcrnews.org/expressions. With KVCR's Expressions of Art, I'm Howie McBibb.
Expressions of Art on 91.9 KVCR is supported in part by the City of San Bernardino Fine Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov.